This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee takes disciplinary action against three office bearers, including two general secretaries, for acting against party interests. Election schedule under the Special General Convention published, with voting to take place this evening. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses confidence that the public awareness campaign will help establish good governance in the country. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial says the government will ensure the necessary peace and security for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March, and at least 32 people killed after crane collapses on train in Thailand. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has taken action against General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma, as well as Joint General Secretary Formula Mansoor, on the charge of violating party discipline. Central member and head of the publicity department, Meen Bishwakarma, said the Central Committee meeting of the party held today in Sanipa and chaired by Acting President of the party, Purna Bahadur Kharka, expelled them from party membership for 5 years on charges of engaging in activities against the party's constitution and interest. General Secretary Thapa and Sharma, along with Joint General Secretary Mansoor, are accused of leading the special convention called by the Congress special convention supporters, as well as participating in the process of moving forward with the election to select new leadership of the party through the special convention. Meanwhile, the voting to choose leadership from the special general convention of the Nepali Congress has been scheduled to start at 8 p.m. this evening. Issuing a notice recently, the Election Committee formed by Nepali Congress Special General Convention shared the information. Coordinator of the Election Committee, Sitaram Kesi, said the final name list of the candidates is being published shortly. There would be voting to post of one president, two vice presidents, two general secretaries, eight joint general secretaries, and 121 central members. A five-member election committee was formed as per the procedure formulated by the committee. There are 4,635 general convention representatives now. Meanwhile, General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa, has called on the general convention representatives to stand for trust and discretion. Addressing the special general convention after the central committee ousted them on Wednesday evening, Thapa argued the party's authenticity lies in the convention based on constitution, law, party statute, and said the party is not divided at all. A self-awakening program has been organized at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister at Simhadarbar today in the attendance of Prime Minister Sushila Karki. According to Prime Minister Secretariat, during the program, Prime Minister Karki expressed the confidence that self-awakening program would contribute to promote good governance by producing mankind with ethical values, good conduct and sense of service. The head of the government also observed that it was indispensable to institutionalize self-awakening at every level in view of the core demands of the Gen Z generation, good governance. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has said that making the election successful is the responsibility of everyone involved in the security agencies. Addressing the provincial level security seminar held today in Janakpur Dham by the Federal Minister of Home Affairs and the Madhya Province Minister of Home, Communication and Law, Home Minister Arial said the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March will be conducted impartially, urging the political parties, civil society and journalists to ensure a successful election. The Home Minister said the concerned parties not to engage in activities that spread conflict in society. Around 4,366 voters from Upper Dolpa are unlikely to vote in the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March due to seasonal migration and harsh winter conditions. Upper Dolpa residents migrate for about 6 months from mid-November as heavy snowfall and extreme cold force them to move to Lower Dolpa and the Tarai. With settlements currently inhabited and access routes closed by snow, voters are unlikely to return in time for the election. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Maghi Sankranti fair has begun at Devghat of Chitwan, the confluence of the Kali Gandaki and Trishuli rivers, with the hoisting of a ritual bamboo pole. The pilgrimage site located at the tri-junction of the Chitwan, Tanahu and Navalparasi saw the presence of religious leaders and officials. Authorities have completed security arrangements and around 300,000 devotees are expected to attend the annual fair. Police have apprehended a man in possession of $5,700 of undisclosed source from Golanzor Rural Municipality 7 in Sindoli District. The arrested has been identified as 34-year-old Yuvaraj Nevar of Mechinagar Municipality 3 of Jhapa. According to the Khurkot Area Police Office, police recovered foreign currency from Nevar while inspection when he was travelling from Kathmandu to Ilam in a Tata Sumo. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 30 people have been killed and 64 others injured after a construction crane fell onto a moving train in northeastern Thailand. According to the BBC, the crane derailed the train and crushed some of its carriages, one of which caught fire. A 1-year-old and an 85-year-old are among those injured, with 7 people in critical condition, according to authorities. Officials say some 171 passengers had been on board the train when the accident occurred at around 9 local time. The State Railway of Thailand has launched an investigation and is pursuing legal action against the construction company involved, while Italian Thai Development Plec expressed regret and said it would provide compensation and relief to the victims' families. France is preparing to open a consulate in Greenland next month in a move that it says reflects the semi-autonomous island's desire to remain part of Denmark and the European Union. Al Jazeera cited Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot's statement on Wednesday as saying the opening of the consulate in the self-governed Danish territory scheduled for the 6th of February. The foreign minister said it is a political signal amid the ongoing threats from United States President Donald Trump to take control of the island. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty at some places over the Tarai region, partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous regions of the Koshi and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee takes disciplinary action against 3 office bearers, including 2 general secretaries, for acting against party interest. Election schedule under the special general convention published, with voting to take place this evening. Prime Minister Sushila Karke expresses confidence that the public awareness campaign will help establish good governance in the country. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial says the government will ensure the necessary peace and security for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. And at least 32 people killed after crane collapses on train in Thailand. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.